stupid.
I think you should get your head examined if you expect me to believe a stupid story like that.
Live from the Y94 Stupid News Headquarters, it's Stupid Stories in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
And a fitting start for Monday, getting back to work, getting back to the grind. It's just about survival. Surviving out there as you get back to the work week. Well, for many a wife or spouse this weekend, it was all about surviving March Madness as the games were on for the first weekend. And many are offering what they're calling their survival guides. As maybe your significant other is glued to the television, you can get some other things done.
Living in my own madness here, my number one tip is going shopping. This is the time where you can get those purchases under the radar. Another great thing to do when they're glued to the games is the kids will just kind of sit there with him, so I could have a lot more girls' nights, and organizing the house without having another opinion there is also a good benefit.
Just some things to think about as we get ready to head into the next weekend here with more games coming. Just some things. Maybe you want to get that list together to survive as someone's, distant into the television. Now, another documentary coming out would be about Stormy Daniels, Peacock's new documentary, Stormy, which Seth Rogen, it was actually, met Stormy Daniels where they were on the set of Knocked Up. And he actually talked to Stormy a little bit about that relationship with Donald Trump. And
were like, what's up with the hair? Like, what's going on with the hair? And she was like, oh, I asked him about the hair. He said to her that he had had a dream like Samson and Delilah, and that he like felt as though his power like rested in his hair, and that if he lost it, he would lose his like power and his stature. And that's why, even though he knows it's ridiculous and like objectively not passing all the check marks you would want a head of hair to pass, to him that is preferable than cutting it off, because he has like superstitions about it.
Well, I mean, as a bald man, I would probably tell you that there's maybe something to that. Plus, it's kind of a lot of work just to keep this chrome dome going. You know what I'm saying? Stupid Stories, always a click away. 194.com.